losing my religion, trying to keep up with you, and I don't know if I can do it. Oh no, I've said too much, I haven't said.
CT Pittsburgh.
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy. We must be cautious.
We'll be right back. 3, 2, 1, 0. of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT. Pittsburgh.
For 30 years they got a nice little trailer in a nice little court, and a poodle they love like a child they never had. They go to the VFW club on Friday night,
She gets a sludge in bed and some fries from the kitchen. Tip the waitress 50 cents. Has her hair done the same way that she has for 30 years. Some say life's useless, it's born, it's dull. But she's happy, she's satisfied, and nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day that Alice died. She doesn't covet what she doesn't have, 'cause she's happy, she's happy, she's happy. She has a hobby. She paints ceramics and bowls twice a month. She goes dancing with her husband when I can, or to the wrestling matches at the local arena. Some say life's useless, it's fun, it's dull. But she's happy, she's satisfied, and nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day that Elvis died. She doesn't covet what she doesn't have, 'cause she's happy, she's happy, she's happy. Life's useless, it's fun, it's dull. But she's happy, she's satisfied, and nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day that Elvis died. She doesn't covet what she doesn't have, 'cause she's happy, she's happy, she's happy. And nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day.
turn around, maybe one day you're all that was there. Stood by on believing, stood by on my own. Always thought I was someone, turned out I was wrong. But you brought me through, and you made me feel so blue. Why don't you stay behind? So blue. Why don't you stop and look at what's going down?
Hi, this is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
On this useless night, with you so far away, I stand in front of this Ferris wheel, and I wonder, what am I doing here? And I wonder, what am I doing here? And all the drunks just stumble by and mumble their abuse. Tell me, what is the use? And I wonder, what am I doing here? And I wonder, what am I doing here? After so long, nobody's wrong. After so long, nobody's right. Nobody's wrong.
sleepless night with you so far away. I stand in front of this Ferris wheel and I wonder, what am I doing here? And I wonder, what am I doing here? And I wonder, what am I doing
your hands to yourself. We'll be right back.
We all make choices about alcohol. Kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad. Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, Em. Remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations, and they want honest answers in everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Should lose. For me there'd be no sunshine if ever we should part. Cry, cry, darling, that's what I do, 'cause you're the one that's in my heart.
O's from the Faint. Do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
We start again today with non-Trump stuff. There is lots of news to discuss and a blockbuster story about Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas breaking from ProPublica about his acceptance of all sorts of high-value goodies from a billionaire Republican, possibly criminal, certainly unethical, and we will discuss it. Now, we've had our suspicions about Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Not only did his tenure on the Supreme Court start under this cloud of allegation of sexual harassment, we also have seen this unbelievable story in which he was presiding and potentially presiding over cases related to the 2020 election, as we knew that his wife, Ginny Thomas, was an activist for the Biden stole it crowd that was all wrapped up and tied in with the rioters of January 6, 2021. So, and then, you know, 20 years in between that you can fill in with other red flags and question marks. Well, there has never been anything like this in Supreme Court history in terms of receiving gifts. There's a fantastic ProPublica piece that you can look at. We are going to look at a tweet thread from ProPublica that gives us all of the most important highlights. And it starts, for decades, Judge Clarence Thomas has secretly accepted luxury trips from a major Republican donor, newly obtained documents show. Thomas has publicly presented himself as an everyman with modest tastes. In this documentary about him, he waxes nostalgic about his fondness for Walmart parking lots. But, and this is one of those great buts, but Thomas's friendship with Dallas-based real estate magnate Harlan Crow has allowed him to repeatedly experience luxuries well beyond his means. He's vacationed on Crow's 162-foot super yacht around the globe and flies on Crow's Bombardier Global 5000 jet. That's a nice jet. Nice jet if you can get one. In June of 2019, Thomas boarded Crow's private jet to Indonesia for 9 days of island hopping on the yacht. Had Thomas chartered the jet and yacht himself, could have set him back $500,000. It wasn't Thomas's first time on Crow's yacht, the Michael Rose. He went on a river day in Savannah, a river day trip in Savannah, Georgia, and an extended cruise in New Zealand about a decade ago. While sailing around New Zealand with Crow, he autographed a copy of his memoir as a gift for a crew member. By the way, that's quite a narcissistic move. Thank you so much. Here's my book. The Justice has gone with Crow to the Bohemian Grove, the exclusive California all-male retreat, and to Crow's sprawling Texas ranch. Every summer, Thomas typically spends about a week at Camp Top Ridge, Crow's private resort in the Adirondacks. Inside the Top Ridge hangs a photorealistic painting of one of Thomas's visits to the property. The painting shows Thomas enjoying a cigar alongside Crow and chatting with conservative power brokers like Leonard Leo. If Leo's name sounds familiar, it's because the longtime Federalist Society executive is regarded as an architect of the Supreme Court's turn to the right and recently received $1.6 billion for a new conservative political group. Wow, what brazen cronyism and corruption. This continues, and you can read all of it. I think the important part here is as follows. While Thomas and Crow have a genuine friendship, these vacations put the Justice in contact with corporate executives and political activists. During just one July 2017 trip, Thomas's fellow guests included executives at Verizon, PricewaterhouseCoopers, major Republican donors, one of the leaders of the conservative American Enterprise Institute. These trips appear nowhere on Thomas's financial disclosures, where justices are required to list most gifts. This is where we start to get into potential criminality. ProPublica looked at flight records, internal documents, and interviews with dozens of people.